Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 25, the verses 8 to 9. The prophecy of Isaiah chapter 25, verse 8 to 9. He will swallow up death forever. The sovereign Lord will wipe away the tears from all faces. He will remove his people's disgrace from all the earth. The Lord has spoken. In that day they will say, "Surely this is our God. We trusted in him and he saved us. This is the Lord. We trusted in him. Let us rejoice and be glad in his salvation." Let us reflect on the theme, eternal hope in God's ultimate victory. Eternal hope in God's ultimate victory. Isaiah 25, 8 to 9 speaks directly to the universal human experience of death and the pain and mourning that accompany it. Everyone has felt the sting of losing someone, the fear of our own mortality, and the deep sorrow that follows. In these verses, however, the prophet Isaiah provides profound reassurance. The sovereign Lord will one day eliminate death entirely and erase the tears from all faces, removing the collective disgrace humanity has endured. This promise is a cornerstone of Christian hope. It underlines the belief in a future where there is no death, pain, or mourning. God's declaration through Isaiah that he will swallow up death forever prefigures the victory of Jesus Christ over death through his resurrection. It assures us that death does not have the final say, and that God's love and life are the ultimate realities to which all believers are called. My dear friends, in an era that is marked by global health crisis, widespread grief, and personal losses, the words of Isaiah serve as a soothing balm. They encourage us to look beyond our immediate circumstances and fix our eyes on the eternal salvation that awaits us. This hope empowers us to live courageously, compassionately, and righteously in the present, trusting in the ultimate good that our good God promises. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, reflect on a time when you felt overwhelmed by grief or fear of death. How might Isaiah's assurance that God will swallow up death and wipe away all tears change your perspective on that experience? Number two, how can the promise of God's ultimate victory over death and disgrace influence the way you live your daily life? What practical changes can you make to align your life more closely with this hope? Gracious God, our protector and redeemer, in the face of death and sorrow, your word offers us unshakable hope. You promise to swallow up death forever and to wipe away the tears from all faces. We thank you for this profound assurance and the eternal salvation accomplished through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to hold firmly to this promise as we navigate the challenges of life, allowing the joy and peace of your salvation to permeate our lives. Encourage us to live as reflections of your love, spreading hope amidst despair. As we await the fulfillment of your promises, keep us steadfast in faith and vigorous in love. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.